Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book, Getting Back to the Word of God. That's the cry of the day that we need to get back to the Bible. Amen. The Bible, the Scriptures, the Holy Book, God's precious Word, and the lifeline from which we receive our life today. And so it's a good joy to be back this morning. Appreciate you tuning us in. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you somehow through the service this morning. Remember to pray for those, of course, that are on our hearts to pray for, those needs that are sick. And we want to remember you in prayer this morning. I know there's a lot of needs in radio land today. And God is able to help you when you look to Him and cry out for help. The Bible said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Certainly, there's needs in our life today. And so we want to pray for all of the needs this morning. Father, as we bow in your presence today, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the strength and the grace you give us day by day. How good you've been, how wonderful you've been to us today. We just want to praise you for it. Now, Father, bless every need, all the requests, every heart needs help this morning. Touch each one of those. But, Lord, I pray it glorify your Son through everything that's done here this morning. Give us the guidance of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Spirit of God, and it might be a blessing to those that listen this morning. Have your will and way. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite you to be in church with us today where we're members at here at Mountain View Baptist Church. You come be with us this morning. Sunday school begins at 10, worship 10:45, back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesdays. You come and be with us today in the service. I believe you'll receive a blessing if you'll do that this morning. We're back in Sunday school, so come to Sunday school. Amen. That's a part of church. When I joined the church, I joined everything. And I appreciate Sunday school. And just a blessed privilege to be there, hear the Word of God taught and explained to us by the teachers. And so you pray that God will just bless today and have His way. We have some singing now this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. And you listen as they sing. To prepare Amen. Amen. Hope you enjoyed that this morning. Have another one now as they sing.
There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see while going through this world of woe. This hand still leads me as I go. Path that be my portion, maybe through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Life seems very dark sometimes with trials we go through. And when we look around, we think there's nothing we can do. Just go to Him and ask Him. He now stands with arms outstretched. He is waiting patiently, so give Him all and He'll protect. There is something He can do about it. Leave it up to Him. When your heart is broken, peace is shattered, He will not condemn. If you think that you can't make it and you don't know what to do, well, just put it in His loving hand and He will see you through. Upon your trials, now you can clearly see that each thing that brought you trouble, He has turned to victory. Don't lose hope, our God is able and He knows what we must face. So just lean upon His shoulder and trust His precious grace. There is something He can do about it. Leave it up to Him. When your heart is broken, peace is shattered, He will not condemn. If you think that you can't make it and you don't know what to do, well, just put it in His loving hands and He will see you through.
Amen. Oh, that's right, isn't it? Thank God for that. Nehemiah chapter 8 this morning. Nehemiah chapter 8, I want to try to bring to you thoughts the Lord's laid on our heart this morning out of Nehemiah chapter 8. The Bible said, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Matthiah, Shema, Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Amasa, on his right hand, on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malachi, and Hashem, and Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. I want to try to use a subject this morning out of the Word of God on simply that things that bring about revival. If you'll study this, you'll study in the book of Nehemiah that this was a time of great national revival. They had been dispersed, of course, and Ezra had come back about 14 years earlier. and a portion of them had come back to the land. And then here comes Nehemiah back, and back to the land with some more of the people that had been dispersed among Babylon. And so there's a time of reviving among them that was there. God was doing something again with his people and for his people. Now, let me rest assured, God don't forget his people. He don't forget his own. He knows exactly what we are going through with today. We're living in a time of apostates and apostasy. Things are getting worse every day and every year. Things are happening all around us, wars and rumors of wars. And things are taking place that's astounding to the natural mind. How people think today and how they act today. But the Bible tells us that God's people is still around. We're still here. God hadn't come back and got us yet. Jesus has not shouted from glory and come back and received us unto himself yet. But one day he will. But until then, we can experience a revival in our way, in our churches, in our land, as God moves upon our hearts. It may not be sweeping worldwide or even nationwide, but there can still be reviving among the people of God. God just don't leave his people alone. He just don't do that. And I want to bring out some things about this for the next probably a few weeks or whatever the Lord leads concerning this today, on things that bring about revival, how God uses things and stirs things to bring revival about. It always involves people. There's got to be people responding to the Lord. And if you'll notice in chapter 1 and verses 1, it involves a personal involvement with the things of God. A personal involvement with the things of God. Here you'll find in chapter 1 of Nehemiah, you'll find that Nehemiah was personally involved in what was taking place there. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hilkiah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, I was in Shushan the palace. It involved a person. And this person was Nehemiah. He was in the right place at the right time. Nehemiah was in the right place in the right time. He was in Shushan the palace. Now, that would not be his choice of a place to be. That would not be where he would choose to live his life out. That wasn't the choice of his life. His real heart's desire was in the land of Israel, was in the house of God, of his God. That was his real place. But God had him at the right place at the right time, a personal involvement. Nehemiah was the one that God was going to use in this time to bring revival to the people of God. And so Nehemiah was in the right place. You may question sometimes why you're where you're at, what you're doing where you're at. You may question that sometimes. But I'm telling you, when you're in the will of God, and you love God, you live for him, and you pray to him, you try to follow him, God puts you in the right place at the right time. It might not be where you want to be, but it has to be where he wants you to be. And that's exactly what took place in Nehemiah's life. He was in the right place at that time. He was in the right place. And not only that, but you notice something about Nehemiah, how God used him to bring about revival. Second of all, Nehemiah had the right people around him. The right people was around Nehemiah. Look in verse 2. Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews. So here was people that had come to where Nehemiah was at. The right people was coming to where Nehemiah was at in the right place. Now, there's a reason God had him there at that time. There's a reason God sent them people there at that particular time. Because we know if you read the book of Nehemiah and study that, we'll cover more of that later. I mean, there was the means whereby that God used to get them back to the land where they came from. God was using that. So the right people came along. The Bible said, Hananiah, one of my brethren. There was a believer. There was a believer there. You see, when the right person's in the right place, God's always got a believer around, somebody else to bring revival about. And so there was a reason for that. And he said, came he and certain men of Judah, certain men, not just any men, but certain men. Those men were of the same mind and of the same accord. They was concerned about the land of Israel, about the house of God. And so the right people was around Nehemiah, certain men. And one of his brethren came. There they were. And so he was among the right people. And that's what God wants us to be around, is the right people. We can't do this all by ourselves. It may start out with one person, but God always sends somebody else there to back them up and to encourage them and to lift them up and to be used for the glory of God. And so it involves other people around us. And so the right people has got to respond in the right way. Now, Nehemiah, not something else that Nehemiah was used by the Lord. Thirdly, the Bible said they which were left, he asked them and inquired concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And so Nehemiah was needing the right information. He was needing the right information. Now, a lot of time folks stick their head in the sand and they refuse to see the condition that the world is in and that the people is in and even America's in. Refuse to see the condition of it. Now, some folk got their head in the sand today, but I'm telling you, brother, this thing's getting ripe for the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we had to have the right information. Look in verse 3. Concerning Jerusalem, there in verse 2, concerning Jerusalem, and they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in their province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And so he needed the right information. He didn't have his head in the sand. He wanted to know what was going on. He wanted to know. I mean, he had to understand what was taking place there at that time. And so the right information was presented to him. The words that nobody likes to hear is found in that verse there today, great affliction. Oh, great affliction. The people of God was in great affliction. I'm not talking about just run-of-the-mill everyday affairs. I'm talking about great affliction. I mean, he needed to hear that. He needed to hear that. A great affliction, and the Bible said, and reproach. Oh, they were great affliction and reproach. The people of God, the place of God was in great reproach. That ought to break the heart of any child of God. That ought to break the heart of anybody that's been born into the family of God. When we look around us today, what's going on today in our land, don't break your heart. There's something wrong with you today. I'm telling you, he had to have the right information. And, and these things were used to bring about revival. God had to bring the right information by the right people to the right man. And that's what God was doing here in this chapter today. And so there, Nehemiah had the right information. The Bible said, and the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down. Boy, that would break the heart of any Jew. Amen. Jerusalem, that glorious city, that wonderful place that God had his eye on and God was using for his people there. I mean, that broke their heart. The gates thereof are burned with fire. Oh, listen, my friend, the right information came that would break the heart of any Jew in that day that had any spirituality at all about them. And, brother, I'm telling you, the reproach how the church is finding itself in today across this world and across America ought to break the heart of every child of God. How, brother, things that are permitted and participating in the churches of our land today ought to break the heart of those that are saved by the grace of God. And revival will never come until we see the things that are taking place here in the land today. And so there, you see, the right information had come to him. Wasn't what he wanted to hear, but it was the truth. Amen. Listen, what we need to hear is the truth today. We don't need to hear the veneer and washed and whitewashed things today and sweet things. And tell me the truth and tell me the condition of the land. That's what Nehemiah was asking about. And so notice, secondly, not only a personal involvement, but a powerful reaction. In verses 4, the Bible said, "And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." Boy, right there in that verse is the key to revival. That's the very key to this whole book here in Nehemiah chapter, in Nehemiah all the chapters. That's the key to the whole book. That's the key to revival. First of all, he listened. Amen. He listened. And they said to me, and it came to pass when I heard these words, he was listening to what they had to say. His head was out of the sand. His hand was off his ears. And brother, he was listening to what had been said. When he heard these words, he heard the condition that things was in. And he didn't brush it aside and say, "It's going to pass." Brother, he put himself in the position that for God to use him for the glory of God. And so we find there it is. He listened, he heard, then he reacted. Amen. The second part of verses 4 said, when I heard these words, listen, what did he do? He said, I sat down and wept. He just sat down and wept and mourned. Boy, I'm telling you, he reacted in the right way that a child of God reacts when his heart's been broken, when God's honor has been tarnished, when God's house has been torn down, when God's house is not honored as the house of God, but his heart was broken. He just sat down and wept and mourned. Amen. Boy, it broke his heart. Hey, that's what we need today. And there'll never revival come in our land today until God's people's heart is broken about the condition that this place is in today that we're living in. Brother, it's all around us everywhere. He wept and mourned certain days. That tells me these days were set apart. To get to God. And the Bible said there, and only that, and here's the key to it, he fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. He wasn't out there to do something for men to recognize his spirituality. Brother, he was seeking the face of God for God's place, for God's house, and for God's people. His heart was broken. He was weeping. He was mourning. He was praying certain days set aside specifically for that. And brother, to pray for the things that God needed to do in that place. So my friend, an introduction to that today, and the thing about to bring about revival, there's got to be a personal involvement. There's got to be a powerful reaction. We've got to have that for God to do something in our land today. God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday. Amen.